Today we say hello to our listeners in Muscatine, Iowa on KWPC. 80 years ago, it was a station called KTNT that flaunted the rules and blasted their signal to most of the country, touting a cure for a deadly disease. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Marvin Krieger has lived all 84 of his years in Muscatine, Iowa. He recalls one infamous chapter in the city's history.
Dr. Norman Baker, who was not a doctor, he just said he was a doctor, had a cancer cure in Muscatine.
Baker founded a radio station here in 1925 to rail against the American Medical Association, among others, and promote his cure.
He advertised over KTNT, which was Know the Naked Truth, that he could cure cancer.
Although licensed to broadcast to just 500 watts, he upped it to 10,000 and reached 1 million homes. He founded a cancer hospital in Muscatine in 1930.
He did have a doctor called Dr. Hoxley, who worked with him. They never cured anybody of cancer. They used to, at night, had a local undertaker carry out the people that died, so they couldn't see him during the day.
Baker attacked the AMA from the airwaves. They, in turn, began to expose his hoax. A warrant for practicing medicine without a license was issued.
Then he went down to Mexico and was over the border, and they couldn't do anything about it.
He built a 100,000-watt radio station in Nuevo Laredo and kept touting his cancer cures from Mexico until 1937. He later moved to Eureka Springs, Arkansas, and continued the hoax. In 1940, he was convicted of mail fraud and served 4 years in the federal penitentiary in Leavenworth. He died in 1958, but remained convinced his cures had worked, even stating the jury that convicted him had been provided whiskey and women to bring a guilty verdict. Traveling the countryside in Muscatine, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.